Hey everyone, welcome to Amplify with Jordan Emanuel. Today I'm super excited because we've got my playmate sister, Miss Felicia Porter, also known as Fo.
The
The government name had to come out, okay? You can call her Fo, we can call her Fo Pops. But yeah, tell the people who you are, what's going on, what do? What are you doing? Give them the
You
tea.
know, Playboy, you know, we're Playmate sisters, but Miss Playmate of the Year over here. Well, we're actually technically Playmate of the Years, but you like, I'm gonna consider you the OG though, because you're the last of your kind. You know what I mean? I'm gonna give you that title because you
Grand
deserve
finale.
it. My name is Fo Porter, Felicia Porter, if you want to get legal with it. But basically, I am Miss April 2019 Playmate. And yeah, I think I just started modeling when I was in America's Next Top Model. You may know from there as well.
America's Next Top Model. How I feel like we also have a couple of playmates that were on America's Next Top Model. Or just you and
Yeah.
Eugenia.
Eugenia, and then there's another one, Christina, I want to say. I think she's
Oh,
December
yes.
2021,
2020.
2020, I think. Yeah.
2020.
Or 2019.
I know
2019.
who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how was that? What was that experience like?
It was everything you could think of and more. No, I mean, it's funny. I was talking to one of my friends who watched not only my cycle from like cycle 12, which was in 2009, but like 20, like 12, 23. It's been on for like 25 seasons that it was running. But the experience as a whole was such an amazing experience. Tyra was kick ass. I loved her. Like, just people thought she could. She's Tyra, but to me, she's always Tyra, you
Tyra,
know.
Miss
But overall, it was such an amazing experience. I didn't model before that. I was a preschool teacher before that.
that.
Girl, teaching them kiddos. But from there, I did top model, and my career kind of skyrocketed from that. And it was such a beautiful experience. I wouldn't change it for the world. I would do it again and have the same results if I had the chance. So.
When was that? How long ago was it?
20, oh girl, about to age my ass. 20, 2009,
Okay,
2009.
that was a good
Yeah.
little minute ago. So you're seasoned, you're a vet at this point in the modeling game.
I feel like
Yeah,
it.
no, definitely. And I feel like when we met, well, the first time we worked together technically was
Yes.
actually for a music themed situation. It was Afropunk.
Yes. But we met at the party,
Met
like the release
party.
party. Yeah.
Yeah, but like when we actually got to, shoot
Hang.
together, which
Yes, and hang.
I need to, I wonder if there's more images of that. I love that shoot. It was so fun. It was for the headphones at the time.
Yeah.
But it was great because we both are so passionate about music, I feel like. And so having that energy and Adrian and everybody was awesome.
Those headphones are super nice. I still have mine. I have them. It's because I can hear you perfectly clear. I would be wearing them. Imagine me wearing them right now. So they're here. Put the plug in. Put the
Damn, I should have brought mine. That would have been so funny. But yeah, I DJ with them fully. Like every
Oh yeah, they're really good
I
headphones,
like
y'all.
them. I'm
For
a
real.
fan. I'm a fan. But how did Playboy come about for you?
So it's funny because Playboys, I've been collecting Playboy. Okay, really backstory, really quick. I am the only girl of technically five brothers, but I have four brothers that I grew up with strongly. And they're twin brothers are 15 years older than I was, so they already had Playboys like stashed out. And I always felt like Playboy was never a taboo. It was always just nudies, I grew up with them. I collected them once I got old enough to collect them. And I would say it happened all in like a month. I saw one of my homies, Brooke Powers. I always talk about her in the interviews with like this question. But basically she was Playmate of the Year 2017. But when she found out, I think she was pregnant. And I saw this like whole imagery with her, and she was just like, "Oh my God!" She was to me that was badass. I mean, it's so badass to me. So I remember being like, babe, I want to my husband, I want to do Playboy. I would love to do Playboy. And girl, legitimately, like 2 weeks later, I had that little like the bunny head with the emblem next to it in my DMs, slid into my DMs. Christy, love you.
Or I didn't know that.
Yes. It was
sliding in DMs.
Christy out here. No, well, Christy was the one who found me. And it was like, would you be interested? And like my whole life was like, oh, like manifestation when like everything happens in like kinetics and kinetics, I should say. But it just, that's how they reached out to me. And I was like, hell yes. I remember literally having to fight for that title though. I had a few agents who weren't super, they were supportive, but I had to kind of work in that message of Playboy is no longer the 90s. And not that it was bad back then, it was just of the time, you know?
Yeah.
But so much more woman forward now. It's so much more like, you know, about us women, and we have trans women as well. And we have women that are bionic models, so to speak, Marsha, Miss April, I think she's 2020. And it's just, the platform is not just for the one type of woman. It's every woman. I am every woman. Whitney, rest in peace, girl. I'm just kidding. We are that though. We are the Playmates now are that. Playmate, Miss Playmate of the Year over here in 2019. Like, you killed that. You know what I mean? Like, you did, like, and there's a reason why you were the last of your kind. So,
thank you.
You held that shit down, girl. You held it down.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, everybody has their different experiences. Ultimately, I just feel like, you know, we create a family. I feel like the best part for me was definitely, like, meeting the other Playmates. They really have been such a part of my life.
Yes.
They're like friends. Yeah, like, and even the crew too. You know what I mean? And the people that work there. It's insane. So you can't beat it.
I know, and it's a family. It is for sure. I love the saying, once a Playmate, always a Playmate. Right. Like, I feel like it's totally true. And even now, this year more than ever, I feel like that's starting to become more solidified for all of us who had a really rocky year last year. So.
Child, the struggle was freaking real.
Girl, we don't gotta talk about that. We just gotta go back. We're futuristic here. We're what do they call that? We're progressive.
Yes, absolutely. We're beyond.
Yeah.
We're so when you were preparing for your Playmate shoot, or just in general preparing for a shoot, what is that song that gets you like, okay, bitch, we're ready?
I just said it. No, for real, I have three.
Okay.
I have, my newest one is Savage with Beyonce.
Okay.
Stallion. If you don't have jeans on, baby, you don't feel my paint. Like, that's my shit. That's me. And then I'm Every Woman.
Period.
Whitney Houston. Classic. That's like my like drag song. Like, that's like what... That's like, I want that at my funeral type shit. And then Supermodel by RuPaul.
I knew it. I was waiting for it. I think I've witnessed you playing that on set. So that's where I was like, I was waiting for it.
That's like the number. Like, if I'm on set and like you really want to get me like that bitch, I'm like, okay, play Supermodel, and then that's where I'm at. But those songs. But I mean, honestly though, anything by Selena, mm-hmm. Gwen Stefani, Billie Holiday, Sade, like those women amplify me and make me feel more empowered.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. And I love that you just used the word amplify. So when you're on set, are you usually allowed to play your music, or is it usually like the photographer's music? Like, what's the vibe for you on set?
It depends. I'll give you a little DL, like a rundown, because you will work with some photographers who are so like about their vibe that they play music, and like a lot of the times they always have the best music. Like, you know why they put that on. And then there's times where photographers will be like, ooh, what are you feeling? You know, like, what's your vibe? Right. And I always, here we go, bitch. I'm telling everybody out there my secret. My best on set playlist is Little Dragon Radio, period.
Oh,
like, great. I'm not kidding you. Like, people be like, really that? And I'm like, trust me. It's just, it has a good, like, you have some songs that have that, like, then you have some songs that are like that moody, like, Sade song, not Sade E, I should say.
Right.
But then you have songs that are like techno. Yeah. It's just, that's my shit. Like on set, Little Dragon Radio all day, every day.
So tell me a little tea.
Oh.
When you're not playing the music and the photographer is responsible, who had the worst taste in music?
I can't even say. Okay, I will tell you this. I can't say it's a different photographer because I haven't really worked with a photographer. If I don't like the music, I'm going to tell you. But when it's more like commercially shoots, like let's say more commercial brands, I'm not going to drop any names. We could say Kohl's. Kohl's is a very, I used to use Kohl's a lot, and they would play like top 40s, like, which isn't bad. But I will tell you, the people with the worst music taste on set, if you try to give them like the reins, is I want to say younger models. And I say younger models as models who are in the top 40s, because when you're playing Taylor Swift, when you're playing Taylor Swift on the, I mean, I get it, it's like a vibe, but like, nah, you gotta listen to like, it can't be too in your face. It's gotta be a vibe, because I have to feel that. But if you're playing like Taylor Swift, I'm gonna be like this the whole time. No disrespect to Taylor Swift, you know, love her, but not for like a set mood. That's like the worst. If you're gonna play top 40s, no.
It's a no-no.
It's a
okay.
Which isn't a bad thing, but I'm just saying I'm not gonna go for Taylor Swift, that's for sure.
No, I think that makes sense. Like you have to play what, you know, puts you in those zones of what image you're trying to achieve, and that's different things.
Put on some Sade, Ordinary Love, like I'm like, but then put on some Beyonce.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about, you know.
I love it. But you know what? You know what's ironic about what you just said is I feel like the Taylor Swift would work for those commercial.
That
would be the vibe.
You know what? I will say there is a time and place for Taylor Swift.
Period. Totally.
But not on
totally.
My watch. Sorry.
Okay.
We have not on your if you can play. Sorry, Taylor.
Sorry, Taylor. We love you though.
We love you.
Okay, so. I want us to make a quick little Playboy playlist. Mm-hmm. What would be some songs that you would add on that playlist that kind of like embodies the energy, the Playboy energy to you?
I have my Playboy playlist.
Oh, shit. Okay. We got some receipts. Girl,
I took time on that shit because they were like, give us what you would put like your Playboy list. And I was like, I know for sure it was... I'm Every Woman.
Duh. Okay.
Duh. Hold on. Open and web player. Sorry. Give me 1 second. I'm pulling up. Because I have it right here. But basically, anything Sade.
Okay.
I had Atmosphere.
You know Atmosphere? Which Atmosphere? I love it.
Are we about to get down?
What song?
God Loves Ugly.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me pull this up. I'm so sorry. Here it is. Playmate playlist, Faux Porter, right here. Oh, and I think I had 24 songs. Okay. So let's just, I'll pop them off real quick. So these are my songs that I have for my playlist. Okay. Just a Girl, No Doubt.
Absolutely.
Song for You, Rye. Led Zeppelin, Thank You. Supermodel, RuPaul. Samba Bati, Santana.
Ooh.
Beyond by Leon Bridges. Magic in the Makeup by No Doubt. Bitty Bitty Bom Bom, Selena. Every Woman. Mojo Pin. I'm just popping them off real quick. Cherish the Day. Billie Holiday, I'll Be Seeing You. Hot Cheetos. Billie Eilish. Bitches Broken Hearts. Jeff Buckley. I mean, I'm Waiting for My Ruka by Sublime.
Ooh,
okay. Under more, there we go. That's, yeah. Girl, I have all of it.
You're going to have to send me that playlist so I can post it for the people.
Yes. Because they're going to want to hear this shit. It's actually really good. It's a good, it's an eclectic. It's there.
Oh, if you had a personal theme song, what would it be and why?
Is it like a song or is it like a song that I would make up? I don't know. I guess we're talking about songs.
No, like a song
of my soul.
I mean, I guess that could be fun. Answer both of that.
Okay. Well, I'm a very trancy person. So if I was to write my own theme song, it'd probably be like trancy, very like, I don't know, like I love like little dragon-ish sounds.
Okay.
But,
what would be the title? If you had to choose a song title, what would it be to define you and your life?
Damn, that's a good question. I would genuinely say like, You know what? I would definitely say like I'm every woman is of course that's like my anthem.
Yeah.
As but I feel like every stage of my hair. Let me answer this better yet because I don't know if I could. I would just say this is me, bitch. That's literally gonna be the title of my song. This is me, bitch. Like literally, that's. And that my they'd be like this. This is my album cover. Like.
Yes, single cover.
But when I was like growing up, when I first started modeling, my favorite song that I would just lose myself to was Magic in the Makeup by No Doubt. Because she talks about how she takes off all her makeup and this is who she is. But when she's on and when she's the makeup's on, she's somebody else. But she describes these two like, if you bore me, then I'm comfortable. But if I'm interested in you, then I'm scared. Like, it's like, I always have these like, you know, if once my makeup's off, then I was someone different. Whereas, you know when you're on, like when you're on, but then you go home and then you're in your pajamas and you that bitch. That's right. What that song means. But I think right now, my livelihood and who I am as a woman, I'm every woman is like my anthem. I'm going to keep dropping that song like no one's business. But that is.
I love that song. It's a classic. I mean, do you like, which version do you like the best?
Both. I mean, Whitney Houston, of course. Have you seen the music video? Mm-hmm. That video is like TLC's in it. Like she has everyone in it. I love that video. But of course.
And she was pregnant too at the time, wasn't she?
Huh?
Was she pregnant? When she did that,
might have been pregnant. She might have been. I mean, that's like one of those like eat your Hollywood things that I'd have to watch. But yeah, she that song, Chaka Khan, girl. Like, not even just that song by her, but Chaka Khan's also a badass bitch too. So,
facts.
I like all of her music, but yeah, I would say Whitney Houston's my favorite version.
Okay. Yeah. If you, I wonder if this would be the same thing. Is that your favorite song
of all time?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a. I knew you were gonna ask me that question, and it's so hard. But if I had to have a song on repeat that I probably would never get tired of, would be Sade, Ordinary Love.
Okay.
Like
I was actually gonna. That's something that's been coming up a lot. Is like, what is your favorite Sade song? Everybody has a different answer.
Yeah.
Which I love.
I love Sade in general.
Same. We're all fans.
What's your favorite Sade song?
Cherish the Day.
Yo, girl. It is.
Ugh. Literally had this conversation last night. Have it every other week. It's like my go-to like dinner table topic.
Now, do you think it's because I'm gonna interview your ass now? Do you think it's because she is? And it's crazy because Sade, and we can just go on her really quick. But Sade is a woman that's like, she didn't release a lot of music like in the past, like. I don't know, 20 years, 10, yeah. 20 years. But it's like, do you think it's because she's a woman of color and like who she is that makes us drawn to her? Like we're just so like sucked in.
Her representing us as women of color is a huge factor. I also think it's something about how effortless everything, you know what I mean? Like she's not over the top. You don't really see her out here in these streets. Like things that are going on, we're not really even focused on her personal life, which is very different than the normal celebrity, especially these days. That I feel like all of those things, and obviously just the music, the lyrics, everything, it's like, wow. Her catalog is just insane.
She's an entity.
Yeah.
She's like somebody, and again, like, I think it's because I love Selena so much, but it's like, she's like someone who, no matter, I don't think she could do anything wrong in her life and not say she could do anything. We're not talking Michael Jackson.
Right.
But she could do things in her life that no one can really, it's her music that we were after. It's not her life. So I love that we have that same connection with her because she good.
I mean, that's like my auntie that I've never met.
That's like my mom. Have you seen the Halloween costume I did when I was?
Yes, I love that costume. I'm gonna pull a picture of that up right now too.
Perfect. Well, I don't know.
Have you ever seen her live?
No, and I think what was it? I think it was like 4 years ago. She played at the Staples Center on my birthday, but it ended up selling out like way quick. But yeah, I remember she like did a couple years ago. Maybe not. Maybe it was like way earlier, but. I will one day. We'll get back to that. Like we won't leave
one concert go are existing again. Definitely on my to-do list as well. So if you could have a drink and have a little chit-chat with any artist or musician, dead or alive, make it extra hard. Who would it be?
Bitch. Okay. So, okay, because I have this. Okay, so Gwen Stefani, 1,000%. Okay. Because my live person. Yeah. Or Selena. Sorry, okay. Hold on. Let me go back. Okay. Gwen Stefani, who's alive. Like, she's my, like, she's just someone I've always said, like, I've been a fan. I even have, like, a lamb tattoo.
Oh, okay.
Can you see that?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm on a chair. So Gwen Stefani for sure, because I've always said, like, I don't want to have, if I have to wait my whole life to meet Gwen Stefani, I would hope it was for more than 5 minutes with her for some reason.
That out in the universe right now. Let's manifest it.
I want more than 5 minutes with her so we can have a whole 3 bottles. That'd be great. Okay. Wine, that'd be great.
Very specific.
For sure, Billie Holiday.
Okay.
Because I just watched Billie Holiday versus, or U.S. versus Billie Holiday.
I was just about to ask if you'd seen it. Yeah, I have not.
Oh, I watched it last night or yesterday with my mom. Oh my God. It's so good because I forget, I think the original Billie Holiday movie came out in like the 80s or 90s. And it basically just portrayed her as a heroin addict, which wasn't the case. But because it made her seem like she was hooked on heroin the whole time she was an artist. But this one goes back to, like, basically she was sought after by the government, which she was because she made Strange Fruit, which is my favorite Billie Holiday song of all time, which is so weird. Because it's such a morbid song, but she refused to not play it once, I think it was a Hoover, told her not to play it. So anyways, so that's who I would have a drink with because obviously, she likes to party.
It's fine. No problem.
We would hang out. But then, who was Selena?
Selena.
Obviously.
Duh. Okay, I figured that would be in the mix. So, yeah. What was the last concert you went to?
That was a trigger.
Why? Was it bad?
Well, no, because we haven't had concerts in so long.
You think they're about, coming like, out. Like, they're coming back. They're coming soon. And now we're going to appreciate them even more.
I actually got my first shot, too. So I'm, like, ready.
Yeah.
I got my first vaccine a couple weeks ago. I'll get it, like, my next one in a week. Anyways, so I can go party on the
live your best life.
We'll do it. We'll be there together. The last concert I went to, I believe, was Afropunk.
Really?
For real. I think because I was in September of 2019.
Yeah. That was like August.
Yeah. So and then I may have, yeah, that was it. And okay, so it was either Afropunk or it was Leon Bridges and Rye at Hollywood Bowl.
Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Who
I would see a lot of music, but I would never, I'm not like really a concert goer, but I would go to like South by Southwest.
Okay.
Like the ones that matter. You know what I mean? Like I just was never like a venue person.
Interesting.
But I will fucking know. I will now. I will never
take it. Can't be choosers anymore, basically, on the concert
front. What you say?
So who or what festival that you haven't gone to is on your to-do list that you haven't done yet?
Damn, girl. Like Bonnaroo, ooh. Sasquatch, like those, like kind of like in the valley. Like you basically gotta have to like. I mean, I kind of would love to do Burning Man, but
okay,
that's just not my tea. I feel like Bonnaroo. Like, don't get me wrong, I like to camp out, but if I can like hang out in an Airbnb and like, you know,
right,
I mean? Still have. Yeah, I would say Bonnaroo, Sasquatch are two of my top
list. Okay. I've never been to either one of those. I gotta get better about my festival life. Like my dream would be Warped Tour.
Oh my God!
I didn't either, and it's like gonna haunt me for the rest of my existence.
Bitch, I literally. So it's funny because Warped Tour. I'm from New Mexico, and Warped Tour was like that was the only festival that came
really?
Through, and
I didn't know that.
Well, it was like for kids my age growing up, but it was like, it was also like 3 hours away. So if you're going to go, like, we were just always so, I was always so broke growing up. My mom was like, I'm not paying, you know, $60 to get to a concert to pay like, you know, $200 to get gas. Like, it was just too much. So I always like warped tour. So good choice, bitch.
Yeah. Hopefully we can manifest another anniversary tour, because that would be fucking ideal. If you were a musical artist, what genre would you be in?
Ooh. Again, we talked about like what my hype song is, or if a song I'd write for myself. I would fall into that genre of like trancey, but like Sade, like that like very bassful, beautiful sound. You know who I like? The genre of rye, I guess you could say. Where it's very, you could go either way. You could go techno, or you could go very sultry.
Right.
You know, having babies and shit type shit. Baby can eat that. You know, that type shit. I would say like that genre.
If you were to take out your phone right now and you go into your music, what is your number one played song?
Should I do it now?
Yeah.
Or no?
Yeah.
How do you find that?
What do you play music on?
I play it on Spotify.
Oh, shit. Spotify, I think. Let me see.
I could just tell you right now, though. I will say as of right now, my most played song is most definitely Savage.
Okay.
Beyonce.
Okay.
It's Stallion. It's actually Megan Thee Stallion's song.
So now we're going to play some games. We're going to do rapid fire.
Oh, I love this.
You have to name the first thing that comes to mind.
I love this.
So what is your favorite song right now?
Favorite song right now?
Yeah, that's like out right now, like playing right now, of recent, like what's hitting for you right now?
I mean, again, Beyonce.
That was released like a year ago. What in the last year?
You're trying to school me now. I thought that came out like, what's hitting me right now? Okay, there's a song called, it's actually called ABQ. I'm from Albuquerque, and that's the hyphen for ABQ. So ABQ by the Marias.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite album?
Favorite album would have to be Tragic Kingdom, No Doubt.
Ooh, okay. What's your favorite music video?
Oh, the two that I was in, bitch.
Okay.
I was in Justin Timberlake, Tunnel Vision, and I was in Usher's Good Kisser.
I did not know this.
And I was video vixen in both, so please go check it out.
Okay. We're going to put some receipts on that.
Yeah.
I think you just named it, but maybe not. Who's your favorite band?
My husband's older band. Well, they're called Beach Party, but they were a band back in the day. But No Doubt, for sure.
Okay, that's what I
thought. And Selena's Inocinos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite solo artist?
Gwen Stefani and Selena.
Okay.
I'm going to be so boring with this, but yeah, those are two of my favorite solo artists.
What are some favorite lyrics? Like, you hear it and you're like, ooh.
Enjoy your body. Use it any way you can. Don't be afraid of it or what people think of it. It's the greatest instrument you'll ever own. That is from Baz Luhrmann's Sunscreen song.
Okay.
Yes, girl.
Bars.
Yeah.
If you could sing a duet with anyone, who would it be?
Dead or alive?
Mm-hmm.
I would say Rye or Selena.
Okay. What would be an album that defined your 20s?
Holy shit. I would definitely say Tragic Kingdom, No Doubt. That's probably why. But I would say that was my 20s. And then Rye's Woman album. Was I think it's Woman.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the last album you listened to, like full front to back?
I think I listened to the Red Hot Chili Peppers Their last album. I can't think of it off the top of my head. Not their last album, but it's the album with Porcelain on it. So
okay.
For those fans, you would know what I'm talking about.
What's a song you're embarrassed to admit that you like?
Oh, you're my honey bunch sugar plum. You're my sweetie pie.
Wow. What about an artist you're embarrassed to admit you like?
Oh, I don't know if I'm embarrassed. How about I like country. Like, I'm not saying okay. I like it, but like I love 90s country. Like,
okay.
I'm not embarrassed by that either, but still, it's
right.
I'm like, not about okay. to go straight, you know.
Fair enough. What's like a song or an artist that people would be surprised that you like?
Maybe, oh my gosh. I want some people to be surprised at like Led Zeppelin, but maybe, I don't know. I don't think I have anyone that I'm an eclectic type bitch. So I don't think yeah. there's like anybody that would be surprised.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
What is your go-to karaoke song?
Ooh, Supermodel, RuPaul. But there's also Last Night by The Strokes.
Okay.
Last night. Or also, this is the worst one, Date Rape by Sublime.
Okay. Problematic. It's fine. It's fine. What's the last song you sang in the shower?
This morning I actually sung Strange Fruit by Billie Holiday, which is so weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's our rapid fire. Now we're going to play Name That Tune.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Shake, 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 shake. I feel sorry for this woman. I do not know this song. I feel sorry for this song. I don't know this song.
You don't even recognize it?
Is that Pussycat though?
No, but I could. That wasn't a. Okay, you know this one by her.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Of course.
Vibes, vibes. Okay, so what about this?
This is here.
Yeah, I love this song. This song makes me so happy, even though it's not a happy song.
It's a good song. It's a classic. Yeah,
it really is.
Love it. Too.
Okay.
Boys don't. Well, you're cutting out a little bit.
Oh, shit.
Is that funny?
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like he has a very distinct.
He has
voice.
That. It's very yeah. like. It's very in the throat, but very nasally. I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Bethany, I got you.
Okay, let's see. This is a classic.
Oh my god. Love me, love. Is it Sixpence on the Richard? No, it's the Cardigans. The Cardigans.
It's the Cardigans. Yeah, the but Cardigans. I feel like that's like I could see why you would have. They had that similar sound.
Well,
and it's the 90s.
That like high, like that
yeah.
like very beautiful kiss me, kiss. Oh my god, I love that song.
Yeah, it's a bop. It's a
yeah.
bop.
Cardigans for sure.
Okay, so let's try this one. I don't know. This one, I don't know if you'll know this one. I'm curious.
I'm scared.
Because I feel like you'd like the Tokyo Police Club.
Oh, I don't even know who they are.
What?
I
mean,
I'm sure I do, but I guarantee you if I heard like a song of theirs, yeah. I'd be like, oh, duh. I didn't know this was them, though.
You should definitely. I'm going to send them to you because I feel like that
send
would
me all the songs I don't know.
Your vibe.
Yes. I'm down.
Okay.
Sounds like a beach party, my husband's old band.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're very like got like twiny.
Yeah.
Like, Beach Boys meets The Strokes type deal. So.
Ooh, okay. I don't, you know, this is another one where I'm really just trying to see Because I feel like this is also your vibe, but it could go one way or the other. Let's see.
Oh, bitch. Little Leaky Lee.
Yeah, a little bit. This was my jam. And then when Drake did his version.
Yes.
I love that.
Oh, my gosh. I used to be friends with her, like, hairstylist, did her hair at her wedding. I was not dropping names, I'm just saying.
Right.
I love that. Just kidding.
I saw her in Central Park once, and her voice sounds exactly like it does recorded.
Where is she now?
I think she had a baby and kind of did, like, you know, was the mom thing for a second.
Like a Lauryn Hill thing.
Yeah, but I think she's coming back.
I loved her. Her, like, 2009 was her year.
Totally. I'd love to hear some more music from her. Her and Dev. Remember Dev?
Yes.
And she,
bottles in the
yes, yes, she had a good moment. And then I think she was like, I think she got unexpectedly pregnant. And again, like, just like at that tip of the iceberg. And I feel like at that time, it was like that weird thing in the industry where they felt like once you were pregnant, it was a dub. But I would love for her to make a comeback. I feel like she would kill it.
I do too. And I will say on the stigma of being pregnant, because I do want to get pregnant this year. Like, my husband and I are going to start trying. I'm not trying yet. But it just sucks because, like, now it's, like, cool. Not cool, but now it's okay to have babies. And now it's okay to, like, be your own self. But it's crazy when there are artists who literally are wiped out because we were amazing before they got wiped out. But because I'm pregnant, it's the most mind-blowing thing to me. We need to change it for sure, the stigma. I think that happened to Lauryn Hill, too, in a sense.
Well, that was probably even worse because that was in the 90s, like, the decade before. So
Lauryn Hill, I think, went a little bit off, not off her rocker, but, like, just trying to balance her, like, life with having to perform. And she probably was just over it, so.
Yeah, and there was a lot of drama, like, when you're dating people that you have to work with, and then you have kids, and what does she have, 5 kids? Like, that's a lot. Okay, so we're going to do a dramatic reading where I read lyrics, and you have to tell me the artist or the song.
Oh, bitch. Can you make it easy?
I think they're pretty easy.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one. The 23rd of loneliness, and we don't talk like we used to do.
Oh, now this TLC.
The
23rd of loneliness, and we don't talk like we used to do. I love my memories. I'm just kidding. I don't think I was that. That's a different.
That is my bop.
Yeah, I love it.
So, okay. This shit always happens to me. This shit always happens to me. Why can't we just play for keeps? Practically on my knees, but I know I shouldn't think about it. You know what you're doing to me.
Holy fuck. That sounds like a journal entry of mine.
It is.
Yeah, bitch. That's, who can
straight from the diary. Straight from Foe's diary.
You know. I can't say I know that.
It's Break Up With Your Girlfriend by Ari. Ana Grande.
Oh, I was going to say Avril Lavigne. Just kidding.
Oh. Bringing you back. I love Avril.
Okay.
Okay, next one is, she reps a whole different block, so I blocked her. Busy at the crib, cooking salmon with lobster. If we talk in joints, it's just me and David Foster. Bodyguards don't look like Kevin Costner.
Is that Drake?
Yes.
It is.
That was literally good. That was really good. That was really good. I love that. You're good at this. You're the best person who's gotten the most so far, I think.
I got two, bitch.
No, you'd be surprised.
I know. Well, you know what it is though, is I'm very much a I love lyrics. So I mean, but also something like Drake would say that. Like making salmon and lobster, bitch.
It was the lobster. It was the shellfish that gave it away.
And that motherfucker knows I'm allergic.
Okay, so this one I feel like is gonna be really easy. I don't even know if I should bother. Okay, you're ruling the way that I move and I breathe your air.
Of course, Shade.
Yeah. I mean, that is my bar when she was like,
and like, if you were not, like, just, I wouldn't want to go.
It's absolutely insane. But yeah, that was it. That was all the torture.
We did it.
Shout out to our Playboy family. You know, get their merch.
Yes.
Get their little cute stuff.
Buy the calendars. We also, do you have a shirt out? I got a shirt.
Or I got one on Misguided. It's like my lips. I'm like, damn, I couldn't get a little eyeball, nothing.
We'll get you. I'll talk to some people. We'll talk to some people. We'll make some shit.
Your people will talk to my people and we'll get my face on something.
Our people will talk to each other.
I love it. Tell everybody, you know, where they can find you, what you have coming up next.
Okay. So you can find me at Faux Pops. I'm only really on Instagram. I do have like a Facebook, but I don't think that exists anymore. MySpace, what? And new stuff. I have a podcast as well coming out. I can't say an exact date. I just moved across state, so that's been a big thing. But check me out. My podcast will be coming out before summer. So, bitch, yo ass about to be on its Houston.
So what's it about?
Okay, so I'm calling it an eclectic gift shop of open conversation with different artists and humans from all walks of life. That's like,
okay.
So I'm basically going to have, like, I have a friend who does tests for MDMA on veterans with PTSD. I have a friend who was on Drag Race. I have a friend who it was a Playmate of the Year 2019. So all these people, I'm going to have a lot of different people from all different, like, I just want to hear, it's going to be a niche for every person who listens. You know what I mean? Kind of like masterclass. Yeah. Where you're going to hear something you're going to hear and pick up on and want to listen to. So
I love that. That's amazing. And are you still, you know, shooting and doing shoots?
Yes. So I'm still working. So I want to just put it out there because I haven't really announced it yet. But I moved to New Mexico, where I'm from. So I still fully work out of LA. I'm still fully present in LA. I'm there like literally 2 weeks out of every month. So yeah, life's changing. I'm being an adult now. I bought a house. Yeah. About to try and have babies, so yeah.
Grown and sexy,
huh?
On your grown and sexy.
Oh, you know, she's young. She's young, dumb, and full of vision still. So we're still keeping it real. Just kidding, no. But yeah, this next move is literally just to keep taking care of myself, taking care of my family, and I think that's what 2020. That's all anyone could do after that year. So.
Absolutely. Just live your best life. So thank you so much.
You girl, I love you so much. I'm just gonna say to all your people out there too, is like, when I first met Jordan, like, me and this bitch, like, we just clicked. Like, you have to know, we just clicked. So I'm very honored and proud of everything you've done. Aww. With or without the, you know, the Playmate of the Year title, like, you're just a genuine person, and this is my bitch right here. So,
oh, yes. Thank you. I love you.
You're amazing. So I love you. Thank you for having me on.